We come every Sunday, today Saturday, but it's a Sunday liturgy. We come to Mass to strengthen, I believe, our faith, to celebrate our faith and our religion. To celebrate and faith and religion will show us the way we live in the world, the way we relate to one another. We are not alone in the world. Today we heard in Jesus' teachings how to relate to one another, how to do that. One way is we should not pretend to be better than others. You know, when he says, you know, a blind man cannot guide another one. And here we understand blindness, not only the physical inability to see. There's more serious blindness, especially, you know, blindness of a closed mind, unable to learn new lessons in life. Also, Jesus presents in many ways in the parable that he was teaching his disciples and those here listening to him, you know, the master and the disciple, you know, how to guide one another. Because we, all of us, in some opportunities in life, we can be the teachers. In others, we are the disciples. Our celebration this evening has a lot to do with what Jesus is teaching. I think it's not only an external sign. Now, you have seen that we have many people here dressed in national costumes or bringing the colors of their flags or their national colors. It's not only an external sign that we come from different countries, cultures, colors, and tastes of those coming here to Resurrection Parish, those who find here their place, their home for their worship. It's more than external. I would say our celebration brings a challenge to each one of us. A challenge inviting us out of our, that sometimes we stay, our comfort zone. Perhaps an invitation even to remove the splinter or the wooden beam from our own eyes and see the one sitting next to me as my brother, as my sister. With this celebration, we strengthen our belief that professing our faith as Catholics, we affirm that it means more than just a personal devotion. Our faith, our religion is more than that. It is a commitment to God that must engage me in a relationship with my brother and sister. Not only those whom I choose, that would be easy, but those whom God has called to be members of the same family of believers. This is our family of believers, with many colors, languages, traditions, each one with a story to tell, each one of us here. Here's the place when we celebrate the greatest story of all, the story of our salvation. It is the place to thank God for creating us as a community of believers, one church, one family. The gospel says, a good person, out of the goodness in his heart, produces good. Let us all share the goodness that is in each one of us. Nuestra fe nos lleva al encuentro de nuestros hermanos y hermanas. Jesús nos enseña a vivir nuestra religión con más significado cuando dejamos de comprenderla solamente como una devoción personal. Nuestra fe, nosotros debemos vivirla en comunidad, ayudándonos los unos a los otros. Por eso, no debemos considerarnos más importante, más grande que otros, pues si en algunas situaciones somos maestros, en otras somos discípulos. Nuestra celebración nos invita a mirar más allá de las apariencias, quitándonos la ceguera que no nos permite ver en el otro que está a mi lado como un hermano, como una hermana. No importa el color de la piel, de los vestidos, del idioma, de la tradición. Somos una iglesia, una familia. Cada uno tiene una historia para compartir y muchas para escuchar y conocer. Aquí, todos juntos compartimos la más bella historia que hay, la historia de nuestra salvación. Alabado sea Dios por crear un mundo diverso y lleno de dones para seren compartidos. El hombre bueno dice cosas buenas porque el bien está en su corazón. Entonces vamos nosotros a compartir lo bueno que está en cada uno de nosotros. Caros amigos, tenho certeza que esta nossa celebração representa algo diferente, pois aqui nós temos a oportunidade de visualizar quanta distinção existe na nossa sociedade e particularmente aqui na nossa igreja, na nossa comunidade. Porém, não deve ser esta uma ocasião meramente externa, como se fosse uma festa folclórica. Mais do que isso, estamos colocando em prática um pouco do que nos pede Jesus, de que nossa fé não se perca somente em devoções pessoais, mas que seja vivida em comunidade. Algumas vezes na vida somos mestres, outras somos discípulos e devemos saber aprender. Somos desafiados a tirar a trave dos olhos que nos impede de ver além das aparências. Todos somos irmãos e irmãs. Aqui somos uma igreja, uma família. Ninguém é melhor ou pior, somente viemos de culturas e tradições diferentes. Vamos conhecer gente nova, com histórias diferentes. Aqui, porém, compartilhamos a história mais importante de todas e que nos reúne numa mesma fé, a história de nossa salvação em Jesus, nosso Senhor. O Evangelho nos diz que o homem bom tira coisas boas do bom tesouro do seu coração. Vamos, então, todos compartilhar da bondade que está em cada um de nós. For many here, today, we look into the past, our origins, where we come from, our cultures, what was left behind. But more than that, we are invited to look into the future, what we must become, what we really can become. We indeed we can always become one family, one church, sharing God's gifts and God's graces. There are so many and are meant to be shared. May this celebration, may our parish, may our community, may each and every one of us open our hearts and celebrate and live the many gifts, the many graces that we have come to share together here in our parish family at the resurrection. May we always have our hearts, our minds, and our doors open to those who want to join us, to worship with us. May they always find a welcoming space. Truly, when we celebrate God's grace. And we know that we'll be just doing what the Lord has asked us to do, to live the commandment of love.